Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a couple of great guests joining us this hour of the show here in just a few minutes, but let's sneak in a quick phone call here first. We got Tom in Billings kicking off the 7 o'clock hour. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I know everybody's probably heard this new ad that was approved by John Tester about Tim Sheehy shooting himself in the arm. Federal Wildlife and Parks officer testified to it. I think a congressional hearing, both John Tester and that Federal Wildlife and Parks or that park ranger should be subpoenaed, because I know a lot about 45 calibers. I know a lot about 45 ACPs and 45 long colts. It would be in a doctor's note that if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound, there would be powder abrasions. There would be powder on his arm.
You wouldn't even have an arm.
Powder on his hand.
You wouldn't even have an arm, right? If you're to believe this.
If you shoot yourself in the arm with a 45 caliber, I mean, I'm dating myself. I carried one in the military, and I carry one every day. You shoot yourself with a 45 caliber, you're not going to have anything left.
That's funny that you say that, because that was the response down the hall. Mark and Paul, the Breakfast Flakes on the country station, when the fake news media launched this attempted hit piece at Tim Sheehy 6 months ago, I said, hey, did you guys hear about this story? Yeah, the Democrats are claiming that Tim Sheehy didn't get shot in Afghanistan, but that he actually shot himself in the arm in Glacier National Park with a 45 LC. And they're like, they just started laughing. And, you know, Mark Wilson's got this infectious laugh. Ah, you know, I can't remake it as great as it is. But that was the laugh. You heard the classic Mark Wilson laugh. Because they're like, if you shot yourself in the arm with a 45 LC, you would not have an arm left. But see, the Democrats don't know squat about guns other than the fact that they want to take your guns. So that's why they would run with a story like this. It's just completely laughable. But yeah, here they are. They're desperate. So 2 weeks to go before the election, and they're trotting out the same phony BS they trotted out about 6 months ago. Tom, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. We got Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet in the house this morning. Doc, good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you.
A little chilly out there this morning.
It is chilly. I think it said 32 as I drove in this morning, so that's a little frosty.
So if you've got some winter weight already, it might help you, but there's some folks who got a lot of winter weight, so much winter weight, they're looking at how can I shed some of this weight, because I don't need all this weight for the winter.
We need to peel some of that insulation off. It's not going to be that cold.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, Doc, talking about the presidential elections and everything. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., he actually said something very interesting that you cattle ranchers out there are going to want to hear, and you beef lovers out there are going to want to hear, or you people who want to eat healthy, you're going to want to hear this one too. So let's start there. Right after this, we've got Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet in the house.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House of Representatives instituted proxy voting for nearly 3 years during the pandemic. Members could always show up and vote on the floor in person, but they could also phone in their vote for social distancing reasons to fellow members who would then vote on their behalf on the House floor. However, some bipartisan lawmakers are now pushing for a return to proxy voting for new parents. Democratic Colorado Representative Brittany Pedersen is expecting her second child early in the new Congress. She says it's hard for lawmakers who are parents, especially moms, to decide when to vote or attend to their kids' needs. Pedersen said she didn't expect to give birth to her second child while in Congress. GOP Florida Representative Anna Paulina Luna doesn't believe parents should have to choose, but Republicans are generally opposed to proxy voting. Pedersen wants to allow members, including mothers and spouses, up to 12 weeks of parental leave, during which time they could vote on the floor and in committee by proxy. Luna, on the other hand, has called for up to 6 weeks of proxy voting for any member who has given birth. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see breaks of sun and some increasing clouds throughout the day today. High temperature readings from 60 in Bozeman to the upper 60s in Billings. For tonight, rain showers move into the area, mixing with or even turning to snow at some of the higher elevations around Bozeman. Low temperature readings from around 30 in Bozeman to about 42 in Billings, where the precip stays as all rain. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Here we go again. The liberal Montana media is so desperate to prop up John Tester with 2 weeks to go before the elections. All they can do is trot out the same fake news they trotted out 6 months ago. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. You got to see the latest as we call out the fake news liberal media. Plus, George Soros. That's right. George Soros is the far left white guy funding a group called Western Native Voice. The details, MontanaTalks.com. You don't have to.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, random start here with Dr. Dale Williams from Billings Last Diet. So when I was driving to Missoula on Friday, I listened to the full Al Smith dinner. Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, President Trump, the comedian. It was just hysterical. But there was a line about RFK Jr. that Trump used that I was just rolling laughing about. He said, "We're gonna let him go crazy for a little while, and then we're gonna have to rein him in." You know, but you know,
you make America healthy again. That's right. Yeah. I watched that as well and enjoyed that.
But, you know, RFK Jr., he's on this health kick, and he's saying a lot of the things that you've been telling us for years here. The thing that stood out to me was, and he shared a clip via X and I think on Instagram where he said, beef tallow, you know, they were talking about, you know, all the fast food industry. He's like, beef fat can be healthy for you, but there's this idea that no, you got to use these alternative oils and all this other stuff. And it's like, no, actually, there are some healthy fats out there. And even a guy who can help you burn fat and lose weight will tell you that.
Yeah, there's fats are essential, and an altered fat is not going to be as healthy as a natural fat. And so your beef tallow fats are going to be much, much more healthy than the altered or hydrogenated fats.
Yeah. Well, let's jump right into it here. October 23rd. It's almost November. So we're about a month out from Thanksgiving, a little over a month. I can't remember when Thanksgiving is. So this is a perfect time if you're somebody who's thinking of losing weight, burning a lot of fat, or doing a quick tune-up. This is a great time to do that before we get into the holiday season, because it's like, man, once the holidays get here in Thanksgiving, they don't stop until like January 1st.
And it's hard to get started on a new habit or a pattern when you're having holiday parties and all that coming up. And so if you want to lose some weight before the first of the year, now is the prime time. And we also have our Eating for the Holidays class is coming up on the 21st of November. And so if you're in phase one and you know you want to lose some weight through the holidays as well, you can come to the Eating for the Holidays class, learn to get that good food. I know you've attended a couple of those. So
twist
you can stay
arm.
Compliant, right?
Twist my arm.
Right.
I got to show up for the free samples.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now is a good time. If you're planning on losing weight this year, start now. if you know you're not going to be able to commit to your lifestyle enough for the period of time, then wait till the first of the year. We're going to be there the first of the year as well.
Or they could even attend one of your free seminars, learn about the program. Because I've had people that said, you know, just by going to the seminar alone, I was able to integrate some good things into my lifestyle. And then you can chew on it for a little while, and then January 1st, you can come back. Yeah, or if you're somebody that wants to do a quick 2 or 3 week tune-up, mm-hmm. Now's the perfect time to do that. Get in shape before the holidays, and then you'll have less to shed off after the holidays, things like that.
And you made a good point with if you want to start at the first part of the year, get the information, get the education now. Come to one of the seminars, and we'll put you on the schedule so that we know that you've attended the seminar, and we can get you scheduled to get started the first part of the year if that's what your desire is.
I love the success that you're seeing with your remote option, because we've got so many listeners across Montana. We got listeners live in Butte right now on KXTL, Bozeman on 1450 KMMS. We got app listeners. Tim in Savage listens on the app, and he's given us permission to share his story. He's called in. The last time I talked with him, in the first 30 days that he did the remote option of Billings Last Diet, he lost 30 pounds of fat in the first 30 days. That's remarkable.
Yeah, and it's fun to see. We send out what we call six-week success letters. In your first 6 weeks, we send you a letter to say congratulations on how much you've lost in that period of time. And I think it was 2 weeks ago, we can see large weight loss with males, but we had a female that had lost 25 pounds in the first 6 weeks. We had another female that lost close to 30 pounds in that first 6 weeks. So it's fun to see, and that's part of the motivating part about Billings Last Diet is when you're wanting to lose weight, if you're working really, really, really hard to lose weight and you lose a half a pound, it can be a little discouraging in a week's period of time. But if you're losing 3 or 4 pounds per week, then it's easier to stay motivated than losing a half a pound every week or so.
But then you got some of these guys, they're burning 7 pounds of fat.
Oh, yeah.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
I did my monthly check-in with my diet coach, Jen. She's does an incredible job. So I was kind of asking her, I said, this is so cool. I said, somebody like Tim and Savage lost that much weight in 30 days. Do the folks who have bigger numbers to lose that come in that have 100, not that, I don't know, I forget what Tim's goal is, but he wouldn't fit this, but if somebody's got 100 or 100 plus pounds to lose, do they burn higher numbers even faster typically than somebody that might only have 20, 30 pounds to lose?
They do. So the more weight you have to lose, the faster it'll come off if you're staying compliant to the program. And the hardest weight to lose, this is a little discouraging for people, the hardest weight to lose is the last 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Because the body does, it's reserves, and the body doesn't want to give those reserves up as readily. So your weight loss will be a little harder if you're in the lower percent body fat, or if you're in the lower pounds that you want to lose. But it still works. But if you have more to lose, you'll lose it faster.
Yeah, that's right. Well, check them out, BillingsLastDiet.com. Again, they've got a remote option for those of you that you don't have to live in Billings. If you live in Billings, better for you, because you can go see them in person, check out all your food. But the remote option is working wonders. Tim told us, he said, just with the first 30 pounds, his knees don't hurt anymore. 294-6751. When's your next free seminar, Doc?
This Thursday. So tomorrow evening is a seminar. We have one at noon today as well. And the Eating for the Holidays class, for those that are on phase one or that have done the diet before, November 21st, put it on your calendar. We'd be happy to have you.
I got to get that on my calendar. I love the food for that one, yeah.
Democracy 24.
Former President Trump has a new tax promise, ending the double taxation of Americans abroad. If this is passed by Congress, it would eliminate a unique tax burden for Americans overseas who pay U.S. taxes on their international income on top of the taxes that they pay to the country where they live. So if you're an American living in Paris, you have to pay taxes to both France and to the U.S. This U.S. tax policy dates back to the 1860s when America needed to finance the Civil War. Trump releasing a video with this tax pledge to YouTube.
You've been wanting this for years and nobody has listened to you, and you deserve it, and I'm going to do it.
If you tell an American they can avoid U.S. taxes, we could see rich people moving abroad to sidestep paying Uncle Sam. There are around 2.8 million Americans over the age of 18 living abroad. I'm Madison Altler, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see breaks of sun and some increasing clouds throughout the day today. High temperature readings from 60 in Bozeman to the upper 60s in Billings. For tonight, rain showers move into the area, mixing with or even turning to snow at some of the higher elevations around Bozeman. Low temperature readings from around 30 in Bozeman to about 42 in Billings, where the precip stays as all rain. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, well, that was a nice surprise on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Kimberly Strassel with the Wall Street Journal jumped in and joined us in studio for pretty much the entire statewide show. Plus, we had the Joker from Twitter, John Jackson, in the house with us, and we got to take your phone calls. That's what we're planning on doing with Wednesday's Montana Talks, taking your phone calls so you get a chance to be heard all across Montana with Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is very frustrated over the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee recommendations released yesterday. In particular, cattle producers are alarmed by the committee's recommendations to replace high-quality proteins like beef with a plant-based diet. NCBA's Ethan Lane.
They made recommendations that essentially instruct Americans to return to a previous type of eating focused on beans and lentils and things like that, that much of the third world is actively trying to rise out of at this point and seeking ways to afford more high quality nutritious animal protein like we enjoy in the United States. This is an absolutely out-of-touch process that does nothing to serve Americans at this point.
Lane added that the committee's recommendation to cut red meat further marginalizes the 80% of Americans who eat meat.
It's extremely disappointing, and we're hopeful that Secretary of Agriculture and others will see the error of this process and take action to try to get it back on course so that it can produce some kind of a result that actually helps Americans understand how important it is to have animal protein like beef in a healthy diet in order to make sure you're getting those nutritional needs that are so important at every stage of life.
Ethan Lane said NCBA will continue to be involved and be a voice for producers in the countryside on the issue. I'm Lane Northlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I've got some very interesting news on our Montana Talks website right now. First, the big one. Nancy and Roundup and I talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. A Democrat Party operative was caught on camera tampering with an election ballot drop box in Glacier County, Montana, just 2 weeks before Election Day. Here's what is worth noting. These concerns, this video was shared by the Glacier County Elections Administrator, and she expressed her concerns with this video. She saw the video and said, whoa, wait a minute, what is going on here? And so she knew who the Democrat operative was. When she saw him on the camera, she knew exactly who this guy was. Anyway, the full email from the Glacier County Elections Administrator to the Montana Secretary of State can be read. Not only did she express concerns about this Democrat Party operative tampering with a ballot drop box, and I believe this was the drop box. They have two drop boxes for Glacier County. One is in Cutbank, and then the other is in Browning, of course, on the Blackfeet Reservation. And the Democrats are doing everything they can to try to lie to Native American voters right now in particular. But the other thing, that wasn't just the tampering with the ballot drop box that had her concerned. The other thing that had her concerned is that while she was on the phone with this D.C. Democrat Party operative who was tampering with the ballot drop box, the other thing that had her concerned is that this guy told her that they are going to take it upon themselves to contact the college in Browning to basically what the Democrats want to do is they want to be the ones, hey, we're going to help with parking. We're going to help walk people to the polling booths. We're just here to help. We're going to. And she's like, look, we have specific laws to protect the integrity of these voting locations. And these guys are basically trying to interfere and basically take over the security of these sites. She says, I have a lot of concerns about this. She says, you know, frankly, I could be held responsible as the county elections administrator if the Democrats, the Montana Democrats, end up violating Montana law to do this type of stuff. Anyways, that's a crazy story. Plus, the Wall Street Journal, why Democrats are trying to destroy a Montana business, and how foreign money is influencing elections right here in Montana right now. I'm not talking about out-of-state money. You guys know that. I'm talking about foreign money. Foreigners able to give money to influence these ballot initiatives. The great David Noble in the house on a Wednesday. He's going to be busy tomorrow. So, David, thanks for joining us on a Wednesday show here.
Hey, it's great to be here. I was just listening to that story. Since when do Democrats care about the integrity of ballot drop boxes?
Yeah. So when she called him and said, hey, you're on camera tampering with our ballot drop box, he responded, well, I was just testing it to make sure that it's secure. And she's like, well, why didn't you like let us know ahead of time that you were going to be testing it?
Seriously,
so that
yeah.
we knew. Like, so yeah, when did they care about the security of ballot drop boxes? If you cared about election security, you wouldn't want these ballot drop boxes anywhere to begin with.
That's like the criminal like robber thief that like goes around the neighborhood knocking on the doors, and then when you answer, he's like, oh hi, you know, I brought you some cookies or something, and he's just waiting to see who doesn't answer. I guarantee you they're pulling on that drop box. Oh, it's actually connected. It's secure. Okay, cool. Well, and then if they pulled it off, what were they going to do with it? That's the real question.
Yeah. So it's like the guy walking through your neighborhood pulling all the car door handles.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just making sure people are locking their car doors. No,
right.
I didn't want to steal anything out of any of
right.
these cars, you know. Like,
and this is coming from right. Coming from Democrats, too. So you got to take that for what it is.
By the way, this is a random story. I think Tim and Savage sent this one to the Joker and I. So there at a hotel in Billings a couple of nights ago, apparently there were some canvassers, you know, the people that go door to door politicking, that were having a big party at the hotel, and it was getting late and they were being loud. And anyway, some truck ends up backing in and backing into the hotel and breaking out the wall or something. But they didn't mention which political party that was that those canvassers were a part of, which leads you to think.
Of course. Yeah, no, that's
I don't know. I mean, it could, you know, hey, both sides, that you know, everybody can, right. you know, have a little fun and get out of hand, especially when you got young people going, you know, on campaigns. But you can always tell
in the mainstream media stories when they're writing a negative story about a politician, if they include the party, it's a Republican. They'll say Republican. If there's no party, if they don't include the party, then it's a Democrat.
Yeah.
They just don't tell you.
I mean, that would be an assumption. Maybe that's not the case here, though. There could be the chance here. Maybe the TV reporter said, okay, our political coverage has been so bad, so biased to the left. I don't know. But yeah, that's the first suspicion. Those that if they don't
change boxes. Jonathan Savage in London. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. David Noble, what do you think of this Team Trump vest I got going on here, man?
I was blown away by that. I can't stop looking at it.
It's funny. I wore it up in Kalispell, and Eric Maldonado was like, you know what they say about, you know, if you're going to bring treats to class, you better have enough for all the kids. He was a little disappointed I didn't have a Team Trump vest for him as well.
No, I love campaign memorabilia. I still have my old, you know, Mitt Romney 2012 bumper stickers. Hey, I wanted to say, I actually thought Mitt Romney was going to win that 2012 election. And so for all those folks out there that think I'm being irresponsible by saying that I think Tim Sheehy's going to win, I think Trump is going to win, et cetera, et cetera. Just remember, folks, I also thought Romney was going to win in 2012. So, you know, my predictions haven't played out that well.
Mitt Romney, what a disappointment that guy's been, huh? But at least he's on his way out from the U.S. Senate. So, and Mitch McConnell's on his way out. So that's good news.
Well, hey, at least Dick Cheney supports the Democrats now.
Did you see the poll that I shared on Twitter?
Yeah, I did. I voted for Tulsi Gabbard in that. Who'd you rather have support you, Tulsi Gabbard or Liz Cheney? But then I don't know. I put up this YouTube short because, you know, Kamala Harris is out there campaigning with Liz Cheney, and she's having these town halls with Liz Cheney.
Isn't that just gross?
Ugh. It's just bizarre. And so then I love Dick Cheney's got a great name, and it's really fun to say too, and you can really make it pop. So I was like, you know, all the Democrats out there now, they just really love Dick Cheney. Like, what's up with the Democrats? Hey, Democrats.
Darth Vader.
If you're a good Democrat, vote for Kamala Harris because Dick Cheney supports her. Who would have ever thought the Democrats would have been saying that?
Well, and how many people are out there thinking, God, you know what? We really need another Iraq war. We really need another war like that. You know, God, yeah, let's get Liz Cheney in an administration. I mean, who is out there thinking that?
You know what I think it is, Aaron, though? I don't think it's that. I think it's desperation. I think it's panic. I think Kamala Harris is in the Democrat Party. They're panicking as a drowning man panics, and they're doing things that doesn't make logical sense because they're in panic mode because they see, I mean, crazy, crazy polling coming out here. Like, not the Gallup poll actually had more Americans identifying as Republicans than Democrats for like the first time ever. And so I'm looking at things like not just the polls, not just the betting odds, not just my personal experiences, not just my anecdotes, not just the economic data, you know, but all of it combined. And you look around and not just what Kamala's doing with her campaign, not just what Trump's doing with his campaign, not just what the political pundits on TV are saying, but you combine all of that together and boy, it's not looking good for the Democrats.
It does seem like the dam is starting to break in the battleground states, but of course we can't take anything for granted. But, you know, all you got to do is look at what the Democrats themselves are doing. Senate Democrat battleground candidates.
Running ads with Trump. Yeah.
Running ads with Trump. So, because obviously they must see their people leaning towards Donald Trump's direction. I certainly hope that is the case because this is such a critical election for the future, not only of our country, but as Ben Shapiro said in Kalispell yesterday, entire Western civilization. Let's get to some callers and more next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, David Noble, we got a couple callers on the phone lines. Now, he was the first one to call in anyway, but I was going to say I should start with your favorite caller, Stephen Ballantyne.
Heck yeah.
He was the first on the phone lines anyway. So, all right. Stephen Ballantyne, great to hear from you. What's going on, Steve?
Morning, guys. Well, I opened my absentee ballot and, you know, getting ready, you know, filling it out and stuff. And I know there's been a little discrepancy on the five district judges. And I'm pretty sure that Jessica is a no. And is it Davis is a no because he contributed to some, was it Bussey's campaign or something?
Colette Davies, yeah, big-time Democrat contributor, yes. I think, was Colette Davies, was she appointed by Bullock initially, or did she run straight up for the seat? But, no, Ashley Harada, I definitely recommend a vote to retain. Thomas
right.
Party, fellow veteran.
Right.
I haven't heard anything negative about his rulings on the bench. So, I can recommend there if for those that care. I mean, but, you know, so, Steve, you just brought up a question that a lot of people are asking, which is, okay, you've got five district judges on the ballot in Yellowstone County. Not one of them has an opponent, but because who wants to challenge a sitting judge? right? And that right. If you're a lawyer, why would you want to piss off a judge that you might have to appear before later on down the road? But isn't it just kind of sad that there's just no challenge whatsoever on the ballot?
Right, exactly. So, but yeah, there was a lady that called in about a week ago saying one of them was contributed to someone. I think it was Bussy, and I think it was a gentleman, you know. And so I'm just kind of curious on what judge that was. She was talking to do not give any money, you know, don't put him back on the seat.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, you can go find the answer for us if you can. While we're talking on the air here, go to MontanaVoterGuide.com, MontanaVoterGuide.com, or maybe one of our other listeners can. Click the Judicial Candidates button, MontanaVoterGuide.com, Judicial Candidates button, and then you can actually pull up for, are we district, is it District 13 in Yellowstone
County? Yeah, 13th Judicial.
Yeah, 13th Judicial District, and you can see campaign contributions from all of those candidates and how they donated. Now, that's an indicator. It's not the be-all, end-all. There's some lawyers in particular who, you know, they've had to play both sides, give a little money here, give a little money there. So it's an indicator of how somebody might be.
I think my political donation history is just straight up pure Republican.
That's right. Yeah. There's the really good ones like David Dobler. Yeah, that's right.
No, honestly, on some of these district court judge races, as a practicing attorney, honestly, some – like the way I sort of vote on these is number one, do I get timely decisions and orders from the courts, from the judge? Because, you know, look, 90% of 99%, who knows, of cases in front of district court judges are your sort of run of the mill, you know, civil disputes and things like that that are not political, not hot button issues. And we've got a big problem in the state of courts not timely issuing decisions. And if you talk to lawyers, you'll hear lawyers tell you stories about, oh, I had a motion that was pending for a year. I had a motion that was pending for 2 years and didn't get a ruling on it. You'll hear stories like that all the time. And so, frankly, because that's going to impact more day-to-day people, literally people in Yellowstone County, citizens of Yellowstone County that have civil disputes before the courts. They're going to be much more impacted by whether the judge is going to be timely issuing a decision than they are on whether that judge has a political belief one way or the other, in all reality.
Yeah.
And of course, they're all going to the Supreme Court anyway. And so the political ideologies of your district court judges, I think, matters less. And it should matter none at all, because any judge or justice should set aside their political ideologies and their personal beliefs in favor of the rule of law, the Constitution. And frankly, that's why if I were ever to run for judge or be up for judge or something like that, I would obviously have personal political views. I would have previous partisan experience. But here's the deal, right? Part of being a conservative, part of being a Republican, is a very, very strong belief in the independence of the judiciary and that judges should put their personal beliefs aside. And we all have our personal beliefs. We all have personal beliefs, right? It's just a matter of whether you can put those aside when you're deciding cases. And so I don't have a problem with people having past partisan political experience becoming judges, as long as I'm confident they can put their personal beliefs aside and decide cases on the law.
You and I were talking during the break, though. This is a good question. In fact, I just shot a note over to the governor's office to see. But if, let's say, if Yellowstone County voters said, you know what, we're going to vote not to retain three of these judges. We want them to feel a little bit of pressure because we've had like that Judge Moses character, just with the worst biased rulings possible. What if voters actually vote, if a majority says, do not retain this judge? Does the governor then get to appoint a replacement? I mean, I would assume that's how it works, but I guess I haven't seen that question brought up before.
I mean, it's usually if there's a vacancy, the governor appoints, right, to fill a vacancy.
Yeah, that's why you would assume that's what would happen here.
And then I know the legislature sort of changed that process a little bit, too, and I don't know if that new updated law that the legislature just passed changed anything to do with the situation we're talking about here. If there's of course, when was the last time any district court judge wasn't retained? I've never heard of it.
I don't think. That's the thing. It's like you know, people just don't pay enough attention to judicial races, and then there's so little information about it, which is why people have been calling in. By the way, speaking of the Montana Supreme Court, there is a great letter to the editor in the Daily Interlake. Law enforcement endorses Wilson for Supreme Court. One of the authors of this piece is Tony Harbaugh, former Custer County Sheriff, great sheriff out of Miles City over the years. So, yeah, law enforcement backing Dan Wilson for the Montana Supreme Court, one of the sons of Montana running for the Montana Supreme Court, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson. Let's go to Mike in Big Timber next up on the phone lines. Mike, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. A quick comment. The reason Liz Cheney is out there with Harris is I think she was offered a position in her cabinet if she should win. The question I have, though, is if a constitutional initiative is voted on by the voters and it passes, such as this 126 and 127, and Alaska, we know, is having a second thoughts about it, how does it how do you get rid of it? Is it through the courts, or is it through an executive order by the governor? Is it through the legislature?
Multiple different ways you can amend the Constitution. What I would anticipate happening, I think it's a great question. What I would anticipate happening, because both of the, 126 and 127, both of those basically are this really sort of vague and ambiguous, sort of confusing, deceptive language that then tries to force onto the legislature to basically pass more comprehensive implementing legislation. So what I would expect to happen, if God forbid any of these two initiatives passed, is I would expect an absolute train wreck, because the legislature's not going to like either of these. The legislature doesn't want to be forced into passing a ranked choice voting bill, so they're going to try to come up with some other way to try to pass some bill that they're going to try to say it's not ranked choice voting and it's not jungle top four jungle primary, but we're going to try to argue with this, and then there's going to be a big lawsuit and you're going to go to the Supreme Court, and then in the meantime we're not going to know how our elections are administered. We're not going to know what's going on. It's going to be an absolute disaster train wreck. There's going to be lots of lawsuits. There's going to be legislative action. There's going to be court action. I'm sure the governor would probably get in on it. It's going to be it will be an absolute administrative constitutional train wreck nightmare that nobody knows how it will end. We may end up having elections administered under like emergency court orders and stuff like that, because you have no idea what's going on. It'll be a disaster.
That's why the best thing to do is just vote against every single one of these communist initiatives, constitutional initiatives. Somebody called it the communist initiatives, which I thought was kind of funny. But on that point, though, look, I think a lot of people didn't realize this. So foreigners, non-citizens, are not able to spend money. They can't donate to political campaigns like Tim Sheehy or John Tester, although the foreigners figure out other ways to donate to John Tester.
Wait, so you get full
funding third parties and everything like that.
So you get full constitutional rights as a foreigner when you're on U.S. soil, except for free speech, apparently.
Well, no, you don't get gun rights if you're an illegal alien. You don't get
gun
rights. Yeah, there was another case here in Montana that basically backed that up. That's up for debate. Different courts have made different rulings on that. But foreigners are not allowed to donate to, American political campaigns. But they are able to donate to ballot initiative campaigns. So this is the story that we've got on our Montana Talks website right now. Basically, you've got, and the DailyWire.com had this story here, Hans-Jörg Wiese is a Swiss billionaire who funds all these radical environmental groups. He funds the American Prairie Reserve. He funds all these Democrat dark money groups. He gave $243 million to the 1630 Fund. That is the fund that is pushing money to back these constitutional initiatives here in Montana. So radical left-wing foreign billionaires are funding these constitutional initiatives. What else do you need to know in order to say no to all three of these stinking things? Mike, thanks for the question. More with David Noble right after this. Plus, we got Fred and the Flathead on the line.
This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Trace Distillery. Powerful yet smooth. Contained but never tan. Proudly going their own way, but never going alone. This is the spirit inside Buffalo Trace Bourbon. Made at Buffalo Trace Distillery, the world's most award-winning distillery. Buffalo Trace is always perfectly untamed. Distilled, aged, and bottled by Buffalo Trace Distillery, Franklin County, Kentucky. 90 proof, 45% alcohol by volume. Learn more at BuffaloTraceDistillery.com. Please drink responsibly.
Fox News Commentary.
The DOJ is suing Virginia for cleaning non-citizens from its voter rolls. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Biden-Harris DOJ is suing the state of Virginia for purging admitted non-citizens from its voter rolls ahead of the election. The DOJ declared Virginia, its Board of Elections and Elections Commissioner, violated a federal law by carrying out Governor Youngkin's order, which directs municipal and or state officials to call names of people who are unable to verify that they are citizens to the Department of Motor Vehicles for voter registration purposes. The DOJ claims this action was done too close to the election. But as Governor Youngkin explained to Fox News' Shannon Bream, this executive order is nothing new and has in fact been on the books for 18 years under both Democrat and Republican leadership. It also provides plenty of room to correct errors if, in fact, an actual citizen were to be wrongfully removed. So there is nothing oppressive or scandalous or unfair about any of this, unless you're someone who has a vested interest in keeping non-citizens on the voter rolls. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Although changing jobs can boost your salary, it can also put a dent in your retirement savings. The majority of people who change jobs wind up putting less of their pay into their 401ks, according to new research from Vanguard Group. That's because many people who change jobs either forget to sign up for their new 401k plan or get auto-enrolled at a lower savings rate. According to Vanguard, over a four-decade career, that means as much as $300,000 less in retirement wealth for someone with average pay. Financial advisors recommend that people start saving money in 401k accounts early in their careers and increase their savings rate as they get annual raises until reaching 12 to 15% of pay. Unfortunately, when leaving jobs, many workers also break into their old 401ks while others roll that money into an individual retirement account but forget to invest it. So if you're changing jobs, don't forget to delve deep into your new employer's 401k plan. Saving.
O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's 406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, James Carville, David, I was reading in Politico's playbook. Bedwetters, don't worry. James Carville thinks that Kamala Harris is going to win. But the prominent pollster guy, Nate Silver, he says his gut tells him that Trump is going to win. And he's not, you know, a Trump Republican or anything. He's just Nate Silver. But anyway, yeah, I was reading Political Playbook. That's what just stood out to me.
I'm just surprised to hear that about James Carville, because James Carville has been the one absolutely lighting the Democrats up over the past 6 months about how crazy they are with the woke stuff and how bad they're doing on their campaign. So I'm really kind of surprised. Although from James Carville's perspective, James Carville's probably thinking, hey, look, Kamala Harris has completely 180'd on all of her positions. Kamala Harris has completely reversed all of her positions. So James Carville's probably like, hey, yeah, that's how you win. That's how you win. They're doing exactly what he said
but
to do.
But then she's reversing the reversal on fracking. So let's get to that story in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. But since we went down this path here, Chris Cuomo, did you see Chris Cuomo on X? He was going off. I think he was responding to Barack Obama. You know, Barack Obama is getting a little angry now because he apparently thinks Kamala is going to lose or is performing poorly or not as well as he thinks she should be. So Barack Obama is getting angry. And Chris Cuomo was making the point that, like, look, Kamala Harris does not have the talent that Barack or the appeal that Barack Obama has.
Kamala Harris is not a godsend, all right? You people didn't even like her 6 months ago. Now all of a sudden, she's black female Jesus, the way Obama was black Jesus. And let me tell you something. He had a lot more going for him than Kamala Harris does. And not just as firsts go, but his type of campaigning, his type of persuasion, his charisma, okay? He was imbued with things that she is not. And I don't mean that as a criticism. It's just a point of comparison.
Oh, man. He went all Kanye West on us, didn't he?
Oh, my goodness. I was watching. Did you watch any of the Barack Obama speech from last night?
I just heard sound bites. He just sounds angry and unhinged kind of.
You know what's so interesting is to see Obama talking in 2024. And then I was watching it last night on Twitch and doing my live reactions and doing clip farming for YouTube shorts and kind of doing my thing. But what everybody in my chat was saying, which I was kind of. When they said it, I was like, wow, I'm feeling the same thing, and I just hadn't expressed it, was people are just so sick of the fake personable act from Obama, where he acts so personable, he acts so nice, he acts like he's just this wonderful, wonderful guy, and then deep down, he's got some real sinister views of America, and he's done some real sinister things.
To me, his cadence was eloquent 20 years ago. Now it's phony.
It's phony. It comes off as phony. Yeah, it's real weird.
Yeah, it's what appeared elegant 20 years ago is just phony now. Let's go to Fred in the Flathead. Fred, what's going on?
Hey, actually, David Noble from Montana State Supreme Court. Let's get it going.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, yeah, I was talking, fun fact, that Glacier County, that ballot box, reminded me of, I used to work at fire department, and we had polling places at our stations. We used to have to hire somebody back to make sure the ballot boxes were always secure. People voted, the ballots went directly into the hard case box. There was not a key on site. After the polls closed, the sheriff's deputies would pick the ballot boxes up. We had to make sure they were never left out of sight. They were taken with sheriff's deputies to the county and count opened there and counted. And, you know, these ballot drop-off boxes and nailed in, it's just we got to solve that or we're going to, like Rush said, the goal of making elections meaningless might be achieved. So, but hey, just a second thing I wanted to bring up was over this last weekend, John MacArthur at Grace Community Church down in Panorama City, they had a Q&A and he was at the church and somebody had asked about voting. And, you know, the context of the voting was like, you know, is it moral, you know, moral to vote for Trump and all this stuff. And he's pretty well known for advocating that government can't save you, but he he's definitely pro, you should, Christians should vote. We should impact the culture. And he gave the answer talking about just over the weekend where
how would you sum it up? We got like 20 seconds before the hard break rolls. How would you sum it up?
Christians should vote because we need to be impacting the culture for good. And, Jesus is king, we shouted out, and you know he's not welcome there in the Harris campaign. He's not in the Republicans, but he is, it's a right choice.
Sounds like a good message, yeah, because civilization is on the brink, entire Western civilization. Yeah, great.
Fox on tap.
You ready to take a flying taxi? Your chance could come soon. The Federal Aviation Administration is issuing their final rule for operating what it calls powered lift aircraft. These are small crafts that can take off and land vertically like a helicopter, but which can fly like a fixed-winged aircraft. A handful of companies have been designing such vehicles and with the intention of easing urban traffic congestion. It is the first new type of aircraft design in nearly 80 years. They are electric powered, meaning they don't burn jet fuel, so they run cleaner and quieter, though they only fly shorter distances. The new FAA rule allows them to share the skies with planes, helicopters, and drones. Airlines are investing in them as ways of getting passengers around a city, specifically to and from an airport where they might connect with longer flights on traditional aircraft. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.